This is Rewind 2026. July 19th, 1848.
1848, they had a meeting in Seneca Falls, New York. They wanted rights, they wanted temperance and equality for the sexes.
The first women's rights convention was held in Seneca Falls, New York. It was organized by Elizabeth Cody Stanton and Lucretia Mott. Bloomers were introduced at the convention.
Ooh la la.
July 19th, 1946.
You are the big pictures. You're wonderful to see.
Marilyn Monroe acted in her first screen test. She passed it with flying colors and was signed to her first contract with 20th Century Fox Studios. The first of her 29 films was Scudahoo, Scudahay. On July 19, 1948,
here is Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden.
Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, debuted on CBS Radio. Eve played the role of Connie Brooks, who taught English at Madison High School. The program stayed on radio until 1957, running simultaneously on TV from 1952 to 1956. The main problem child in the classroom, the somewhat dim-witted Walter Denton, was played by Richard Crenna. July 19, 1966.
Love and marriage.
50-year-old Frank Sinatra married 21-year-old actress Mia Farrow on this day. The couple stayed married 2 years. On July 19, 1980.
Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Billy Joel earned his first gold record with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. He would score additional million sellers with Just the Way You Are, My Life, Uptown Girl. And he reached the top only one other time with Tell Her About It in 1983. July 19th, 1984.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
Geraldine Ferraro was nominated by the Democratic Party to become the first woman from a major political party to run for the office of U.S. Vice President. Ferraro, age 48, campaigned with presidential hopeful Walter Fritz Mondale of Minnesota. Both lost in a landslide to the GOP ticket of Ronald Reagan and George Bush. On July 19, 1996... The Centennial Olympics opened in Atlanta, Georgia. In the biggest Olympic stage in the 100-year history of the Games, 197 nations marched in the opening ceremonies. Montreal singer Celine Dion sang The Power of the Dream, which was commissioned for the Olympics. Former heavyweight champ and Atlanta native Evander Holyfield carried the Olympic torch into the stadium. Holyfield handed it off to American swimmer Janet Evans, who ran up the aisle with a torch and lighted the torch of heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali. Celebrating a birthday today.
It must be him. It must be him.
Florencia Vicente de Casilla Martinez Cardona, Vicky Carr, was born in 1941. The number one song on this date in 1983 was
Every Breath You Take. And Every Move You Make.
Every Breath You Take by The Police. And that's Rewind for July 19th, 2026.